love your business? You should, right? Well, sometimes we just don't. It's my hope that this, the My Daily Business Coach podcast, helps you regain a little of that lost love by providing tips and tactics, tools, insights, inspiration, all the good stuff to help you actually enjoy running your business. In addition to actionable tips and tactics that you'll be able to execute immediately, you'll also hear from creative small business owners around the world who've been able to sidestep the hustle and build a business that merges their passion with their purpose and provides a profit. I'm your host, Fiona Kalacki, founder of My Daily Business Coach. Let's get going. Hello and welcome to episode 215 of the My Daily Business Coach podcast. Today, it is a quick tip episode, and this episode is brought to you by my birthday, which is coming up tomorrow if you're listening to this in real time. But no, seriously, it is a, what would you say it is? It's a tip, I guess. I mean, these episodes are really a tip, tool, or tactic, and I would say that this is just a tip. Not just a tip, it's an important tip, so stick around. Before I jump into that, I want to, of course, acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians on the land on which I record this podcast, and that is the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And I pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging, and acknowledge that sovereignty has never been ceded. I also wanted to just remind you that if you are looking to work with myself and also meet a whole bunch of really wonderful creative small business owners. Some of them have really big businesses. You may want to check out our group coaching program. It is kicking off early August and we already have people locked in and I can't wait to, talk to some more people and just create a really wonderful group. So you can find all the information for that at mydailybusinesscoach.com/group coaching. If you have any questions, you can feel free to send me a DM at mydailybusinesscoach. Or you can shoot us over an email, hello@mydailybusinesscoach.com. All right. So I'll link to that in the show notes as well. But just again, it's mydailybusinesscoach.com/group coaching. Let's get on with today's quick tip episode. All right. So I joked before that today's episode is brought to you by my birthday, which is this week if you're listening in real time. But it is actually brought to you by a wonderful woman who I recently had the pleasure of connecting with. She booked in for a consult call and she knows who she is. She said she listens to the podcast. So hello. And I mentioned that I was going to make an episode about this because she was ringing up. She was talking about the business that she started a little while ago and her career to date. And she made a comment that, so I'm going to paraphrase, but basically went something like, you know, I'm in my early 50s and obviously that's not a great time to start a business. And I was like, why isn't it? And when I sort of said that back to her, she was a little stumped and she's like, oh, you know, I really should be in my 20s doing this sort of stuff, social media. And, you know, she kind of listed off a few things. And when I really pushed her though, she was like, you know what? I don't know. I guess I just said that because that's what I've thought. You know, you think that creative small business owners are kind of up and coming and young and fresh and, you know, traveling the world and have got no responsibilities and the whole digital nomad lifestyle, which I have to say, I work with a couple of people in their 20s, but majority of the people that I work with and majority of the people that are in group coaching programs or that buy my programs, I would say are in their 30s through to 60s. So I personally think that if you are in your 50s starting a business, oh my goodness, the amount of life experience that you can bring into that, the amount of dealing with people, dealing with different types of people, the amount of career experience, no matter what your career has been, in every career you would have had to deal with people management, supplier issues, contracts, you know, your own contract, if none else. There's so many things that a career, regardless of whether it's in a completely different industry, is going to give you with that amount of time working for other people that, you know, you just can't get if you're younger. And that's not to say that young people aren't as, you know, successful or anything else. Of course they are. Age does not determine your success, whether you're older or younger, but age equally does not determine your failure, whether you're older or younger. So today, on that note of this wonderful person in her 50s who is starting a business for the first time, I wanted to share a couple of instances of people in their 50s and above who have started businesses. Some you will know, some you may not have heard of, but I just think that it's a reminder to everyone that it is never too late to start something. And not just start a business, but start something else that you may not have done. I am in my 40s. Oh my God, I still feel like older when I say that. But I'm in my 40s, fabulous 40s, loving my 40s. And I have to say that I am starting to do things that I have never done before. I am literally this week doing a ceramics class for the first time, something I've always wanted to do for years and years and years and years and years. I'm also starting Pilates classes, like in an actual physical class for the first time. I have done Pilates many times on YouTube, and I probably went to a few Pilates classes as part of like a gym that I was at. Not probably, I did go to them, but I've not gone to a specific Pilates studio. And so it's never too late to do things. My mum actually started learning another language, I would say in her 50s. She also started doing creative writing classes in her 60s or 70s even. And she also went back to university and completely changed careers in her late 40s while also raising four teenagers at the same time with no, I mean, besides my dad, there was no other relatives in the country. So, you know, it can be done. It is done all the time. So if you're listening to this, and regardless, maybe you're stressed about turning 30, maybe you are worried about the big 4-0, maybe you're closer to 80, who knows? But I just want you to know that nothing is too late. There is never a I'm too late in life until, I guess, you get to the, you know, the deathbed and you're like, oh, well, can't do a ceramics class from the hospital. But before that, and God, I don't mean any like bad energy from that comment that I've just said, but before that, literally anything is possible. So let that be a message from today's tip episode. But I wanted to go through four examples of people who have started their businesses far, far later in life than what we see on kind of the digital nomad, hashtag entrepreneur, Instagram sort of reel. So I know I actually just said that I would do four. I'm going to do more than that because I just found more than that and I just think it's super important. So some really big names that people know around the world. Martha Stewart, she was 50 when she published her first magazine, Martha Stewart Living. The guy who started McDonald's, I forget his name, actually, I've got it here somewhere, Ray Kroc. He started McDonald's in 1954 and he was 52. Actually, I don't think he started McDonald's. I have watched the movie Founder and I believe that other people started it and then this guy kind of took their idea. But regardless, he was in his 50s when that happened. Other people that are quite famous, the guy who started KFC, whatever his name is, he was, I think, in his 60s. And then you've got people like Arianna Huffington, who a lot of people know through her books, but also through the huge news and commentary site, The Huffington Post, which she started when she was 55. And you think about that, I mean, I think that's been going for like 20 years or something. So she must be in her 70s now. And she's still, you know, her books are still topping the list. She is still out there as a, you know, coveted speaker, as somebody that people need and want to learn from. So there are so many examples, especially if you look at the kind of bigger companies. But let's look at some other companies, some of which, you know, are big, but people may not have heard of. But I wanted to kind of highlight a couple so that if you are there, just know that even if you're in the business that you love right now, and maybe you're not in your 50s, you may decide to sell that or to change careers or to do something completely different and then start another business. And it's never too late. So the first person I wanted to point out is Julie Wainwright. So she actually did run a business. So it's a perfect example. She had a business and then I think sold it. So she was the CEO of pets.com in America. And I think they shut down the company or she sold it or something like that. But she then decided to start her own company. And so in 2011, she was in her mid-50s when she launched The Real Real. Now, if you are into designer items, even if you're not necessarily, it's kind of a fun site to have a look at. So The Real Real is basically where people will resell designer handbags and all sorts of accessories and stuff like that and clothes. And I think there is an option so that you can like, The Real Real will actually, what would you call it? Like quantify or check the proof that that is actually a designer item. And so, yeah, it's gone gangbusters. And I think it was worth like something close to 250 million or maybe 220 million. I should probably check that, but well over 200 million. And that was years ago now. So, you know, she started that in her mid 50s and she took all the experience and all the knowledge and I'm sure all the networks and contacts and just life that she had had prior to that and started The Real Real. I also found an article when I was looking these things up from the UK in 2021 from the Express newspaper in the UK. And it was all about, you know, the silver entrepreneurs. And when you Google silver entrepreneurs, you will find so many articles. I think there was one in whether it's Financial Times or AFR or something else that was saying these are the generation to watch because they have the cash, have the life experience, have the know-how, have the experience in just, you know, figuring things out, and they make things work. And so one of the things, though, that came from this one particular article, and I'll link to that in the show notes, is they interviewed this person called Anu, who has started a business called Mum and You for, you know, mothers and all sorts of things of, you know, what people need. And she is in her mid-50s. And one of the things that I really love that she talked about was when I started Mum and You, I had already had everything in life. Like I had the career, I had the kids, I had the house, I had everything. And she says, at some point you say, what am I here for? Am I going to do something more than just work and get my salary? We felt that if we were ever going to do it, then this is the time to do it. We have these years of experience and we felt we could actually create something that would make a difference in the world. And again, it goes back to my earlier point of if you are in your 50s or any kind of age, but if you have had a chunk of life experience, that life experience, yes, it may not be small business experience specifically, but it is going to help you in your small business. Another example of this, which I think is awesome, is a woman who became an entrepreneur when she was 90, and her name is Sylvia Lieberman, and she started the Archibald Mouse Books and so created children's books when she was 90 that have gone on to do so, so well. Another one from China is a woman in her 70s called Cheng Shilihan actually had horrible things happen. So basically, I think her daughter had cancer. Oh no, her son had cancer and she couldn't afford, or the family couldn't afford to pay back the debt to the hospital. And then her daughter got cancer and also had a huge amount of hospital debt. And so despite being in her 70s, she actually cultivated and opened a tea garden and was able to sell out 30,000 of her tea plants in a short amount of time. And so again, like that comes from horrible circumstances, but it can be done. And finally, the last one, again, it comes from the UK, and it's this awesome woman who just before her 50th birthday, she decided to use up £2,000 of saving and create the Sew London project, as in Sew, S-E-W, because she had previously worked as a seamstress. And basically she upcycles old textiles and turns them into new clothes and accessories and has a brand called, I don't know how you pronounce it exactly, Recycle Clothes, like recycle, but then recycleclothes.com. And we'll link to that in the show notes. But yeah, she has said in this particular article that I read on The Guardian, and again, we'll link to that, that she took about 2 years to get it to be super profitable. And, you know, she's in her mid-50s now and it's working. So just a reminder for this not so quick tip episode, it's gone a little over the 10-minute mark, that you cannot limit yourself because of the age that you are. There will definitely be things that might be harder to get your head around. If you are, you know, like I'm in my 40s, I did not grow up with the internet. I had the internet after I finished university. I mean, we had the internet, but it was definitely not like it was now. I think it came in at the very end of my year 12. So I did not use it in universities. I went to libraries and I photocopied and had all the, like, you know, black stained hands from the photocopying machine. No one used the internet when I was at university except for, like, I don't know, Hotmail addresses or something. And so I have had to learn things on the internet that people who have come up and grown up with it, especially like my kids, will just know better than me. So yes, there is some things that it may be harder, but there are going to be a whole lot of things that are easier because you have had the life experience. So no matter what age you are, I hope that today's episode has just really inspired you and reminded you that anything is possible and it's never too late to start. All right, that is it for today's quick tip episode. You can find the show notes, including links to those articles that I mentioned, at mydailybusinesscoach.com/podcast/215. If you found this interesting, or maybe there's somebody over 50 in your life and you think they need a little bit of inspiration, please share it with them. And please also leave a review if you have time and if you found this useful. Thanks so much. See you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to the My Daily Business Coach podcast. If you want to get in touch, you can do that at mydailybusinesscoach.com or hit me up on Instagram at mydailybusinesscoach.